Okay, Thurmond, the line is yours, and I mean when you're and this is a piece of information to everybody, so please mute your lines when you're not talking.
Okay, so I think what we want to do is go through this document and just review the languages which are already there, but I think we should start from the bottom and fill in the languages which are fill in languages for the code points for which this information is still missing. So does everybody have this document, version 0.2, sitting within the LBR folder? So should I... So is the silence mean no or yes?
The echo from your mic, because we don't hear anything.
Well, actually, I can hear you well, Thurmond. I'm not sure. So those who actually are facing issues with echo, would you be kind to maybe disconnect and then reconnect again to the call?
Sir, this is the operator again. Possibly I could dial out to Thurmond.
Okay, please do that. I would appreciate it.
Let me verify the phone number. It is 92-300-841-4909.
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you. I'll disconnect your line, Thurmond, and I'll dial you right back. Okay, I've reconnected, Thurmond.
Hey, thank you, George.
You're welcome.
So, can you guys hear me better now? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you, Thurmond. I mean, the quality of the line is the same for me. It's quite clear.
Okay, yes. Yeah. So we would want to probably, I guess, fill in the languages for the code points for which this information is still missing. So if you go down at the bottom of the document and start going upwards, I guess. So we have 0FC, 0FD, 0FC, NFD, and so on. So I guess the thing to do would be to start with these code points and see which languages use these code points. So starting from the very end,
okay.
We have 08FE, and this is basically a mark. It says the name of the mark is Arabic Dhamma with dot dot, and these are extended vowel signs. So, anybody have any ideas where this is used? Mikal, anywhere you recognize this for any of the languages in Africa you have been looking at?
I'm on my way to check it, Thurmond. Give me a second, please.
Okay.
Okay, I am Tariq Birgani from Sudan. I didn't hear which code you are talking about.
08SS.
08?
Sorry, 08S, yeah. 08X.
0888?
No, so let's see. 08SS is not in this list. I wonder why. But then any case, 08, we can start with 08SE. It's a Dhamma with dot.
Again, the code, please.
08SE.
08SE. Okay. Okay, I don't know exactly now, but I will get. I just want to say one thing. I have sent to the Dropbox a file there. It's a book from three languages. It's from Hausa, Sawahli, and Polani, Fulful Days. And each book is printed here in the center in Africa University. There is a center special for African language written with Arabic script. I just made a visit for him 1 week ago. It's a very good center here. It's supported from the UNESCO and supported. It's the only one, I think, in Africa. They will feedback me with a PDF about each character set used for each language. Maybe in the next few days, I hope so. I already met the manager of it, Mr. Babikir Gadrimari. You will see that one of the books is which is about the three languages, Fulful Day and Hausa and Swahili. It's written by this one, Professor Babikir Gadrimari. I met him and he gave me a lot of information. They will give me a lot more. That was I wanted to say. Maybe in the next few days, I will send this PDF. If I got them.
That's excellent, actually. So thank you for that effort.
Sarmad, may I interrupt the call, please, for a second?
Yeah.
I need to actually provide Ahmed with a dialogue assistance, so please do bear with me. George, are you on the line?
Yes, I am here.
So I'd like to provide you with a number, please, to dial out.
All right.
So the number is 92. 333-53-54-513. This is a number for Pakistan, and the gentleman's name is Ahmed.
All right. Give me one moment.
Please do. Thank you, George.
You're welcome.
Okay, go ahead, Sarmad.
Okay. And the Unicode says that these are used for Philippine languages. I'm not really sure what that means. But somebody needs to go and, I guess, check on that. Talking about 08SE. And then we have these extended vowel signs, zero all the way from 08F4 to 08SD. And the Unicode standard says that these are extended vowel signs for African languages. So I guess going to Mikal. Again, Mikal, do you see these? Have you seen these vowel signs for any of the African languages? And do you think they are optional or are they required for these languages if they seem familiar?
We are referring to code point 08FC. So that's Dr. Charlie.
To 08F4.
You repeat that, please.
So it's 08F4.
Four. Okay. Fatah with ring.
right, all the way down to 08FC.
Well, in my table, there are no graphemes actually printed, so they're only the code points. So I need to go on the internet, Google each code point, so that I can actually see the graphic sign to give you a yes or no. So
right, no,
just go ahead with your...
Right. If you want to see it another way, is to just go to the unicode.org website.
Yeah.
And go to the charts. And then open up the PDF for basically Arabic. And it, you will be able to see all the graphemes for these components.
Arabic Extended 8, that's the one.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. 08F4.
On 08, if you, yeah, if you go down to page 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you can look at the second column.
Yeah.
It says extended vowel signs for African languages. So, in the interest of time,
okay, in short, I have never...
Sorry, go ahead.
Hello?
In application
hello.
08F4 to 08FD, I have never seen any of these before, I think. I can walk through one by one and verify, but for now the answer is no, never seen either of them.
Okay, so is it possible
for
me
to...
For
me, yeah, hello, for
sorry,
me, Tariq. I don't know about them, but I will check with the African Center for African Languages and Arabic Script. I will check with them with
okay.
these characters, and they will send back to me.
Okay, so could we then maybe get back to everybody on the email? And,
yes, no problem.
Confirm for all these 4 points I'm talking about 08F4 to 08FC, and we would request both Mikhail and Tariq to check with their sources and basically give us information. We need two pieces of information. First of all, if
excuse me, sir, can you just also, excuse me, can you send also an email, please, exactly the code, because maybe I missed them, and I know 08F4, but just in the email to confirm that.
Yes, I will email on the list right now. So we
okay.
are looking for two languages. Use these 4 points if you find any sources. And second question is that if they use these 4 points, whether they are optional or required. Okay.
So A, is it used or not? And B, is it optional or required?
Right. So I will I'll write this in an email as well so that you know exactly, I guess, how to respond for each of these 4 points.
Okay, thank you very much. Just one comment. Someone doesn't have their line muted because I can hear someone typing on the keyboard.
Okay.
Mikhail, actually, it's on a keyboard, but I have my line muted, actually.
Okay. Right now it's not there. It was there.
Okay, so, well, sorry about
seconds
that.
Ago.
Okay, so... So that's, and that will take us through basically most of the code points. Does anybody have comments on any of the other languages which are filled in for the other code points which we've already gone through? So thank you to Emma and Michael and Tariq and also Inamula for filling in that information for us. Is there any other, you know, so I think what we should do is we should just review this one last time and then finalize this. Yes. Please go ahead.
But I want to ask Tariq what he added for Dropbox, because just I sent the photo, I said.
Yeah, I send now the photos, but they will give me PDF of each book, and at the end of it, there will be a table of the all letters and scripts used in that book for each language.
Thank you.
This is Ahmad. I have prepared the document and will send to all of you by tomorrow. And I suppose, Tariq, if I can add you to the mailing list, because you were not at the Istanbul, so you can also help help us in finalizing the core points, because Mikal has put already some of his references in the Dropbox. I have included in this, but you can figure out your own language which you can cover in your area. So you
okay,
is it okay for you?
I would be very grateful if you add me to the mailing list.
Okay. So actually, we discussed up to 0752 at the Istanbul meeting. So we need to discuss further code part from 754 to onward.
So yes, Ahmed, I think we just had a discussion before you joined. What we are going to do is we're just going to circulate that on the list, and Mikal and Tariq are going to check their sources, because most of these are vowel signs for African languages. And if we are able to find sources, we'll include them. Otherwise, we'll exclude them for now. So in any case, I think what we're discussing was that we can follow up on email for these missing code points.
Okay.
Because it will take a little longer to go code point by code point during the call.
Exactly.
I also have so just one notice. When I visit that center, they show me a lot of other new characters. We don't even have them on the Unicode, like Star with something like Hilal on top of it. You can see it. I send a photocopy of the printer, of the type printer they are using to produce some books in African language. You can see that list some of those characters are not even, the two or three characters are not even in the Unicode. They asked me a question, what we can do to help them on that. I don't know, I didn't give them any answer, because I don't know what we can do for that.
So what you could do, what is the process is that you could initiate a proposal for Unicode and document the sources and get these characters added inside the Unicode. And what I could do is also share the link of perhaps how, what I could actually do is I could share a link to a proposal we did for some other languages, and that can help you see how to do such proposals. So one would actually need to fill in a proposal and submit it to Unicode for consideration.
Okay, thank you.
So I will include that in the email as well.
Okay.
So I guess next step is that once we have all the languages defined for each of the code points, we need to then, there is this EGIDS scale, you all are familiar with it. We had a discussion on it with the integration panel during our Istanbul call, if you remember. And they have these guidelines out which specify how they are going to use this language vitality scale to decide which characters should go into LGR and which characters should not go to LGR at this time. So I think next step would be that we look at the that vitality scale and document for each code point what the code point value is on the EVIDS scale, and then use that information to basically decide which code points will remain, you know, will remain for LGR, which ones we are going to recommend for LGRs, and which ones we want to discuss further. So, if there is a code point which has a higher number on EVIDS scale, then we need to discuss that before we include it for recommendation in the recommendation for LGR. So, I guess once we have the languages documented, the next step is to document the scale value for each of the code points. And I guess that's just somebody going through the basically ethnologue website and just labeling each code point, looking it up, and labeling which value it is. And you know, I guess we would want somebody to probably take care of that. You know, one possibility is that we can keep working. Ahmed, would you have time to take a look at that, or would anybody else want to volunteer for that activity?
Yes, I'm available.
Okay. So, I guess one possibility is we could just work together on this. Is anybody else interested to join that effort, or otherwise I could work with Emma, then we can document that, and then we can bring that information back to everybody for discussion next time. Okay, so it seems like Ahmed, it's going to be you and me, so we can probably discuss that offline and start documenting the code points on the EGIDS scale.
Okay.
While we have Mikal and Tariq who are going to come back to us for the last set of code points, whether they are required or not. And for African, some of the African languages. And I guess once we have that information, then we are almost done with our code point level analysis. So so I think we can probably end this call early, because Fahad and some of the other people need to go and break their fast. In about half an hour. So I think okay, great. So I guess action items are just to summarize. We are saying that Mikal and Tariq are going to work on the remaining code points and come back with some recommendations. And then Ahmed will be working on documenting the EGIDS scale, and I'll help Ahmed out in that process. And when we meet in 2 weeks' time, we will have all this information documented, and based on this information, we will have a discussion on how to use the cutoff value. I will also share the revised document which the integration panel has shared, which has discussion around how to use the EGIDS scale for shortlisting code points for LGR. So we come back to that discussion. Based on that, we decide which characters we want to include and decide which characters we do not want to include for LGR at this time. And based on that, we finalize our character code point repertoire for LGR. And after that is done, so we target that for next week, next call, sorry, 2 weeks from now. And after that, then we go into discussion on variants. So does that sound okay to everybody?
Okay.
Can I ask a question, Sarmat?
Yes.
Okay, so number one question. Right now, you are going to sit down with Ahmed, and you're going to come up with definitions of the sociolinguistic status for each language, which makes reference to the scale, the integration, correct?
Right. We will document the number for each code point.
I'm sorry, I cannot hear you. Can you repeat that?
I am saying, yes, there's some noise in the line. What I was saying is yes, that I will, Ahmed and I will list the EBIDA scale number for each code point.
Somebody has actually noise on at their end. Would it be possible for you to mute your line, please?
Okay,
sorry about that, guys.
Yeah, Nico?
Yes. I don't remember the acronym you used right now, but it's this sociolinguistic scale we were discussing about when we had a session with integration panelists. Is that correct?
Yes.
Ah, okay, good. Now, my second question in that regard is, I understand correctly that we were not going to challenge now the basic principle of them using this scale, but you want us to document basically the status of each language, and then make a discussion on code point by code point basis.
Exactly, because what integration panel, I will also share the final recommendation of the integration panel. They have documented it in a report.
Yeah, yeah.
So we read their recommendation, and based on that recommendation, we discuss code point by code point whether we want to include that or not include that in the LGR. Using the sociolinguistic scale.
So there is no higher institution to, or either you don't think it's worthwhile, or there is no higher institution to which we can go and challenge the basic concept of this sociolinguistic scale.
If you want to challenge something like that, it could be done, I guess. You know, one could write to ICANN for it, and I can forward that to people. But if that is something which then TSAIDN needs to decide whether they want to accept the recommendation right now or they want to challenge that recommendation. That is up to the
As I remember, we were having discussions in Istanbul about the general process, and we were saying that there is a problem here with the process, because the integration panel is both the deciding organ or board, as well as they are both judicative and legislative board.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought we were going to talk about that with someone. This is what I understood, and it's from Istanbul.
This is again, as I am now part of the ICANN staff, is something I cannot recommend or not recommend. This is totally up to you as a community to decide. If you want to challenge it, I can facilitate the process, but then you need to document a request and hand that over to me, and I can take it forward. So this is something which you all need to discuss and decide whether you want to challenge it or accept it for now. So there are two options available, obviously available.
Okay, I understand. For now, I don't know. for now, I don't know. I think that this is the question is difficult to answer for the moment, since we are well without chair in such a sense. But anyways, I just wanted to clarify that issue.
Right.
If I understood correctly.
What I would suggest is that let's come back next after 2 weeks. And once we have those numbers from the social linguistic scale and we have read through the latest recommendation from IT, then once we do the analysis, we will have a clearer picture on what is being included and what is being excluded. And based on that, then obviously TFAIDN can decide how to move forward.
I agree. Then I have a second question.
Okay.
In the list we were looking at just now, where you asked me to verify it on the code points, there are several code points where my name is given in the rightmost column. Do I need to, is there any specific action needed on my part, or why is my name written there?
Can I intervene?
Yes, please, I'm not going.
Okay. Actually, Mikhail, I wrote your name in the second last column, and I have updated the document by version 0.2, and I have put all your relevant information which you have put on the reference codes. So you, I will just send you a short document with your with your name, just to verify whether these are correct or not. Or if you want to add something, you can add. So this is very simple.
So for clarification, Ahmed, you are going to send me another document, and I'm going to verify each code point of this. Is that correct?
No, no. Actually, I will send you this document by deleting all other, just with your name, just for your clarification, whether this information I have put in the document is correct or not. So, does this clarify your point?
So I guess another way of doing this is that we can just look at the document again, and things which have your name, just make sure that you verify them and you agree with them. And once you agree, you just indicate that by sending a revised version, you know, by checking OK, saying OK or something, and send it back to us.
Okay, I can add last column for your agreement, whether you verify or not. You can say yes or no in the. I will add another column in the document.
I think we should stick with the process Sarmat laid out just now. So that is, in which language is it used, and this, and we already have a column for that, which is which indicates language names. And secondly, wait, what did you say, Sarmat? It was, is it actively used or is it obligatory used? No, is it optional or required? That's what was said.
Right.
So I think those should be the two criteria we should stick to. So this is easy information,
right,
I can provide.
Yes.
If you want me to give a statement as along the lines of I agree with what is there or what is not there, I'm not sure, because it says some of these other things say not yes, some say yes, some say not no, so I don't know. This kind of is a little bit confusing to me right now.
Okay. So I guess for the code points which are missing information, so I'll follow up with an email and get and with the request Emma could you just email the final version of this document to everybody as well, and we just review the missing information and fill it in and try to close this document by next call. We should now be closing the call because it's almost it's our time for some of the people. So let's follow up in 2 weeks' time, and let's finish up this document. I will send the information which we discussed over email, and if you have any other clarifying questions, please feel free to ask on email as well. And any other last comments by anybody?
No, thank you.
Yes, sir, Mad.
Yep.
This is Iftikhar. I'm ready to support you and Ahmed for your scientists. If any help needed, I think I also involved in your group.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Any other comments?
Yeah, hello, I have just one comment. I want to ask about, is there a deadline for finishing all the code points, or there is no deadline for that? Just to know.
So I think what we are probably aiming is that we should have the information completed for our next call, which is 2 weeks from now. So,
okay.
So I guess
it
would be good. It would be good if you can get this information maybe in the next 10 days or so, and you can set so that you can include that in.
I hope that you will try. Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Great. So thank you all, I guess, and we'll talk in 2 weeks.
Okay. Okay. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Bye.
Thank you, everybody. Goodbye.
Thank you.